Top 10.
Leah.
Top 10.
It's time for...
Top 10.
There we go.
Cronus. It is the 11th of April, Friday. Number 10.
Michael Jordan. When will we stop talking about Michael Jordan?
When he stops retiring, then coming back and playing again, then quitting basketball and going to play baseball, and then coming back to basketball, and then owning a team, and, you know, that's when we'll stop talking about him.
This time, Michael is retiring for real, right?
Well, if we look at the sentence for top 10, the number 10 is... How many times has Michael Jordan tried to retire?
Well, too many.
Very, very many.
Number 9!
Qin Shi Huang, or the Qin Emperor.
I was going to attempt to say it, but I'm glad you did instead.
They normally say Qin Shi Huang Di. Emperor Qin.
And why is this in the top 10?
Well, because he's cool. Emperor Qin not only burned all of China's ancient texts, but also buried alive all of the scholars of his time.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, and he was also, that's the setting, the time frame for the movie Hero that just came out. So that's why he's the cool guy.
Number 8, annual company parties.
Taiwan has them for right before Chinese New Year.
It's
we have them more at the end of the year,
yeah,
say December.
Around Christmas, New Year's.
But here they are, the Weiyas.
And prizes and sometimes bonuses are given out at company parties. And our sentence, what prizes were given out at your company's annual party?
Number 7, Song Qili.
Okay, Song Qili is, he's being accused of fraud.
And, well, using magical powers or something along those lines. Did he hypnotize the judge? The sentence reads, Song Qili was accused of using religion to commit fraud.
And from committing fraud to cheating on tests, number 6 on the top 10.
Never end.
Cheating on tests. Well, I guess we're talking about... Maybe a test at school, or maybe a test to become, some kind of an instructor at a school. Or...
You can't take your cell phone with you to take those tests, because you can call your friend and get your SMS, and there's your test answer. People from all places and times in history have cheated on tests.
At number 5, 1,000 English words.
I guess people always think that if they learn 1,000 English words, then they will know how to speak English. Really, that's probably not too bad. They say if you can read 3,000 Chinese characters, you can read a newspaper. But learning 1,000 English words isn't enough.
Number 4, policy to lower unemployment.
That's always nice. In theory, if it really does happen, it's wonderful.
On the news, you'll hear the reports. The annual unemployment rate this month stays at 8.7%.
But it's not that bad in Taiwan. It's around 5 here, and it is lowering on its own.
That's, in fact, even lower than North America.
Do you think the policy to lower unemployment will be successful?
At number 3... To the garden and the slammer worm.
Oh, it's not the garden.
It's the internet.
Ah.
Yeah, the slammer worm was yet another of the attacks.
Anna Kournikova's.
Yeah, the attacks on the internet. And this worm was apparently focused in Asia, and it caused a lot of trouble, and there was a lot of delays and slow internet usage from this. I guess you could call it a virus.
Kind of like the I love you virus.
Yeah, certain viruses are called worms.
Because they have the same function as a worm, but a worm goes through all your files. The slammer worm has caused a global internet crisis.
Number 2 on the top 10, acquitted.
Woohoo!
If you're acquitted, it means you are... Well, it means you were guilty, and now you are innocent.
Or you're seen as innocent.
Yes.
This happened a lot in the States around the time of the Vietnam War, when people were charged for escaping the draft. They're draft dodgers. And later, maybe a later president said, you're acquitted. We won't charge you for that. It is rare that criminals on death row are acquitted.
And number 1 on the top 10 on a sad note was the news about the Columbia space shuttle.
And for those of you who remember Challenger back in the 80s, this is yet another very sad note in NASA's history.
Yes, the second space shuttle to, not make it back. There is suspicion that some of the Columbia space shuttle wreckage is toxic.
That would be no surprise.